Hi, is this the right room? Yeah, I got detention. Well, thank you for pointing out that this is my last year of school, but that doesn't mean that I should know where to find this place. I'm not really the type of girl to get detention, you know. I don't really make trouble, unlike you. So why are you here? You and your friends are making jokes during class again. Why can't you just behave? Well, I don't mean to be rude, but it's really annoying for those of us that do want to learn something. You're always so distracting with those jokes, the way you laugh and that little defiant look you always have on your face when someone tells you to quiet down. So distracting. So, is there anything we should be doing? Like an assignment or something? I've never really had detention, so I don't know what to do. Well, I'm pretty quiet and I don't really make trouble, so yeah, nobody's ever given me detention. Most teachers also like me, since I'm one of the few people that actually care about what's discussed in class. So we just sit. That sounds pretty unproductive. And I've already finished all my homework for this week, so I guess we just sit here and talk. Well, I was sitting in between these guys. Yeah, them. So I was sitting in between these guys and they kept talking about me like I wasn't even there. Well, you know, stuff. Stuff that guys talk about. And I tried to ignore it, but then they were talking about how this shirt presses my tits together. And one of them reached for it. And that was when I just snapped. I screamed every insult under the sun at those assholes. And I think I even punched them once or twice. I was so angry that I didn't even notice the teacher telling me to stop until someone pulled me away from them. All things considered, I should have probably been expelled, but both the principal and the teacher liked me, so I guess I got off easy. So yeah, that's how I got detention. Well, thanks, I guess. I kind of expected you to sympathize with those guys. Well, I mean, sometimes those jokes make you come off as a little crude or mean or something. I don't know. It's nice to know you're not really like that. You wish you were in detention for punching those guys too, huh? Tell you what. Next time I hear those assholes or anyone else talk about girls that way, I'll make sure to shoot you a message. Well, no, I don't have you in my contacts. Well, I mean, since it's, the message, I guess, sure, I'll give you my number. I'm not being weird. Look, here's my number. Just shut up about it, okay? So, why are you always joking in class? Don't you care about your future? Well, okay, even if you still do really well in school, you're distracting others. Doesn't that feel a little unfair? You don't think you're that distracting? How can you say that? Every time I'm in class, I try to pay attention, and there you are, pulling my attention away from the matter at hand like some fucking magnet, laughing with that cute laugh. And talking in that smooth voice and having that passionate glimmer in your eyes. No, I didn't mean it like that. I'm not that kind of girl. I'm quiet and I try to stay in the background and you're all loud in your face and funny and handsome and it's not a good fit. Anyways, I can't. I don't even know how to. I've never even... What I meant to say was, this is nice. God, I'm such a mess. You couldn't possibly want to have anything to do with me. One kiss and I can't even talk properly. Meanwhile, you're so amazing. Why me? You could have any girl you want. Is it just because I'm here with you in detention? Wow, that long? Why didn't you tell me you liked me? Yeah, I guess I did look like I wanted to murder you each time you interrupted class. Well, I don't care if we're a bit late. We're only 18. We have more than enough time to do things like this. Further? You mean, like, touching and stuff? I've never really done that. But I kind of really want to touch you. Take off your shirt, please. And I'll take off mine. Oh my God, you look so handsome. Yeah, those assholes from class were a lot of things, but they weren't liars. I've always been pretty proud of my tits, to be honest, even if I don't really show them off. You say you like them, but I'm not quite convinced. Oh, fuck, your hands feel good. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I don't really say the F word normally, but it just slipped out. Are you okay with that? I am not some innocent nerd or something. I know I am not really the most extroverted person in the world, and I don't exactly put my body on display or anything, but that doesn't mean that I'm some pure innocent angel, okay? I'll fucking show you. Take your dick out. Yes, I'm serious. The school's basically empty and the door's closed anyways. We're the only two people with detention today, so stop being a pushy and show me your cock. Would an innocent little angel do this? No. Never. I'm serious. This is the first time I've done this. Well, I've always been very curious. I like learning new things, and the internet is ripe with opportunities to learn. This is actually pretty nice. I like how you taste, and your cock feels so good in my mouth. I could do this every day. I'm sure you'd like that. It's so hard, too. I can't believe that I did this, that my body made you this hard. My mouth. You want to stop already? I thought you liked it. If there's anything I should have done differently, you could have just told me and... Oh, you want to repay the favor and you don't want to come yet. Well, okay then, mister. Could you please turn around for me? Well, no, I'm not ashamed of my body, but I wasn't really prepared for this. I don't want you to see my ugly granny panties. Yes, you can stare at my pussy all you want. But I'm hoping you'll do a bit more than stare. I'll just lie down on the top of the desk, and you can... Oh, God. Fucking hell, your mouth. Oh, so good. Yeah, I kind of figured. Oh, stop it. You're just saying that to flatter me. I can't possibly be the best. Little old geeky me. You always know just what to say, don't you? Oh, God, you're so fucking perfect. Your tongue is so fucking perfect. Your body, your personality. God, I fucking love you. Oh my God, that just came out. I'm so sorry. I know we barely even talked and we don't really know each other that well. You don't have to say it back or anything. I love you too. I love you. I love you. I love you. I've loved you for so fucking long. I couldn't possibly imagine a better person to lose my virginity to. Because that's what you're going to do, isn't it? You're going to shove that cock inside my tight, wet, untouched pussy, right? Because I kind of want you to. Yeah. Oh, it feels so much heavier when it's lying on top of my clit. Are you going to do it? Are you really going to take the virginity of the shy, geeky girl that's been crushing on you for years? Are you really going to pop my cherry in detention? Because I'm ready for you. Oh, you did it. You just entered a place no other man has ever been inside of. My pussy is all yours. It belongs to you. Just like you belong to me. My perfect boyfriend fucking me unprotected while we have detention. I told you I wasn't prepared for this. You should have brought a condom. But here we are. Your cock fucking my unprotected virgin pussy. Completely raw. And I fucking love it. Don't you think it's hot? The danger of knowing that every pump of yours could mean that you've become a daddy? Every single drop of pre-cum could mean a fertilized egg in my virgin womb? Not to mention what would happen if you spurted a thick, creamy, sticky, fertile load inside of my ovulating cunt. I guess I forgot to mention that earlier, huh? So, do you want to stop? Or do you want to make me your new girlfriend and mommy? Yes, I'll wrap my legs around you. You're pounding my virgin cunt so good. Please make me pregnant. Make me yours. Oh, fuck. Sex is amazing. I wish we could do this every day. You want to do this every day too? But, dear boyfriend, if you pound my unprotected pussy and fill my womb with your thick, creamy sperm each and every day, you'll make me pregnant. Are you really so hot for your geeky 18-year-old girlfriend that you want to make her carry your child? Well, then, that's decided.